Turn with me to Psalm 103, beloved. Psalm 103 and verse 10. Talk about something that's very dear to the Lord's heart. We talked about this a few Sundays ago. We're going to talk about it again today. I'm not sure if we're going to talk about it next service or not, but I feel strongly about talking about it right now. Something so important to our Christian walk. Forgiven people forgive. Amen? We have to forgive. We have to let it go. That's easier said than done, you know, but it is totally possible, and we can do all things through Christ. So as we're talking about that this morning, remember, I can do all things through Christ. And we want to do what God has called us to do. Amen? Okay, God's not going to ask us to do something because he's trying to ruin your fun or steal your joy. Okay, he wants us to live that wonderful, precious life that he has for us. He wants us to live life to the fullest. He's come to give us that abundant life. Amen? And some of us, as Christian folks, we can be so miserable because somebody or some people have hurt us. And that's true, man. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm not saying it does not hurt. I'm just saying that we got to let it go. Amen? So real fast, let's take a little picture of what God has done for us, okay? That is so important. And that really helps me, and I know it can help you, to try and walk that mind, man, to be that person that God has called us to be. Ephesians 4:32, which is a verse we'll get to eventually, more than likely this morning, really was a game changer for me. You know, God has forgiven me. Who in the world am I to think I do not need to forgive others? Amen? Anyway, Psalm 103 and verse 10. This is God talking to his babies, talking to us, okay? He does not deal with us according to our sins. Now that right there should get us pretty excited, man. Thank the Lord for his mercy in our lives. Let me say that again. Thank the Lord for his mercy in our lives. Okay, because newsflash, we all know this. We've all fallen short. We've all broken God's laws. And there's probably some people in your world that maybe you hurt them at one time or another, that they would have to forgive you, if truth be told, right? So think about that, man. You're not a perfect person, okay? He does not deal with us according to our sins. Man, that's amazing. Nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. Think about that, guys. God is so merciful to us. And he's a God of justice. He's a God of justice. So somebody had to pay that penalty. Somebody had to pay for your sins. And we know that was Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? Jesus Christ paid for your sins so we can be forgiven. So why in the world, and I understand, I get it, why we want to withhold that forgiveness. Because we've been hurt, man. Some people have maybe done some really heinous, horrible things to you, man. Okay, but think about, let's start with this. Think about what God has done for you. Think about what's been done for you. And that wasn't free. Okay, it's a free gift for us, but Jesus Christ paid for that with his own blood. Amen? He does not deal with us according to our sins. Can I get an amen? Nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, it's pretty high, right? So we don't always understand the things that God does. We don't always understand the things that God allows. Okay, but as high as the heavens are above the earth, that's how much he loves you. It's pretty big, right? Okay, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love. I got to be honest with you, kids. I like the steadfast part. You know, he ain't going anywhere. He's not going to say, yeah, you know, I really used to love that guy. I really did when he was witty and young and handsome and, you know, he was hygienic and all that stuff. But now he's weird and I don't dig on him no more. Oh, God loves you. What a weird thing. Anyway, oh, Lord, help us all. Yeah. All right, we're just going to move forward. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. A lot of people don't like that part. You know, the fact that God wants us to fear him, that kind of, it's like, whoa, hold on a second here, man. Seriously? See, what it's talking about here is God desires, God wants, God expects his people to have some reverence for who he is. God wants us to have some reverence for who he is. And so we don't, sometimes we focus so much on his grace and his mercy. And we need that grace and that mercy, you know. But we need to understand, okay, that God expects us to have some reverence for him. Therefore, you know what, I'm going to obey his word. I'm going to do what I can do to obey his word. And remember, I can do all things through Christ. This is the direction we're heading in. I want to be obedient to God. I want to be obedient to God, even with that hard stuff, man. Nobody likes forgiving somebody when they've really, 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 really hurt you or done you wrong or just made it their business to destroy you, you know, okay? But this is what God expects from us. So whoever, probably, you know, when I start talking about forgiveness, if you're like me, you start thinking about those people. Maybe it's just one person or something. But you start thinking about that person, and you're like, can't do it. Can't do it. They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. But we don't deserve God's forgiveness either. You know what I mean? That's a big deal. Okay. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward us, toward those who fear him. We need to have some reverence for God. Some respect for God. Okay. When I was young and I did something wrong, man, I had real fear in my heart about my daddy. I had real fear about that correction. I knew when I crossed the line, okay, and I, there was some real fear. I was like, man, I don't want to deal with this. My dad was real good at giving them spankings, man. Okay, well, guess what? Our God is good about bringing some correction into our lives too. Not because he don't love you. It's because he does love you. So he's not trying to steal your joy, saying, work on this. Have some reverence for me. Have some respect for me more than you can. Don't be consumed about yourself. Okay, focus on God and his goodness. Can we move forward? Okay, so great is his steadfast love toward us, to those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. Does that mean anything to you guys? Sometimes, you know, Christians, man, we've heard these things for so long, you know, and they can kind of become, you know, blasé to us, like I heard that before and all that, you know. But man, we need to get back to that real excitement, man, that I was a sinner, okay? I was a sinner, and I was on my way to hell, because we were. We were on our way to hell, and Lord knows we deserve it. We've all broken God's law many, 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 many times, right? But this is what God does. We ask for forgiveness. We come into that family. You know, it's by that grace we've been saved. And Jesus, God throws our sins, man, as far as the east is from the west, boom, like it never happened, okay? And that's a tough, tough thing when we look at those people that have hurt us. We don't want to throw them sins away because it hurts us, man. You know? Moving forward. As a father, this is good right here. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. So if I belong to God and I got that reverence for him, guess what? He has forgiven me of so much. So what in the world does that mean? What's that got to do with anything? We've been forgiven, and we're supposed to forgive others. We will never know what hell feels like. We'll never know what 1 millisecond of that torment feels like because of what Jesus Christ did for us. Okay? So we don't need to hold people in bondage for a second longer, even if they deserve it. And if you hold them in bondage, it's because you feel like they deserve it. You know, I'm not saying somebody didn't hurt you or people haven't hurt you. I dig it. I understand it. Can I get a witness? There's some ornery folks out there. Okay. Hebrews 8 and verse 12. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities. How about that? That's God talking about us. It's that mercy again. Okay? Thank the good Lord for his mercy. Let's not forget about that. That shouldn't be old news to us. Thank God for his mercy in our lives. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities. God doesn't have to be. He's God. He could have set it up any way he wanted to. But you know what? He loves us so much. Listen to this. Listen to this. For God so loved the world. Think about that. For God so loved the world. Okay? That's how he loves us all, man. He's not playing favorites. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. What a wonderful thing. God throws my sins away like they never, ever, ever happened. He throws them as far as the east is from the west, throws them to the sea of forgetfulness. He'll never bring them up ever again. Okay? That's God talking about me and you. We're a forgiven people. I think you got the point. But it's so important for us moving forward that we understand forgiven people must be forgivers themselves. We have got to forgive those people that have hurt us. Amen? Okay, now let's run to the cross real fast. Look at Luke 23 and 34. Running right to the foot of the cross. Okay, look at what Jesus says, man. Think about all the torment that is going on in the Son of God's life right here in that moment at the cross. And you know what? Who in here would not have given Jesus a hall pass if he just didn't say anything at all to these people down there that were gambling over his garments? And he's suffering so much. But see, even on the cross, Jesus is preaching to us, Jade. Even on the cross, little Rachel, God is teaching us something. He's saying it's not worth it. You cannot let bitterness come in, because Satan loves for us to be bitter, man. He loves for us to be a mess, man, and have all that hatred and bitterness. He loves that stuff, man, because number one, it makes us miserable, and it's going to make everybody around you that loves you miserable. That's true. Amen? So look right here at the cross. Luke 23 and verse 34. And Jesus said, now he didn't have to say anything. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That is mind-blowing to me. In that moment in agony, Jesus is still teaching us something, Dalton. He's saying, it ain't worth it. Forgive these people. I release them for what they're doing. Okay, these people are laughing, goofing off, gambling. They're killing the Messiah. They don't even have a clue what they're really, really doing. They don't have a clue they're killing the Son of God. Okay, these are just soldiers doing the thing, and they're probably enjoying it. These guys were really good at doing what they did. The crucifixion guys, they knew what they were doing. Okay, but Jesus says, you know what? You know what, Dad? Don't hold this against them. They don't have a clue what they're doing. Okay? Because there are those people that have hurt us, man. I'm not saying that ain't true. I'm not trying to make it small. I'm just saying that Jesus on the cross has just given us an example that we need to follow, because he's our forever example. And he says, Dad, forgive them. Don't hold this against them. Okay? And right there, Jesus on the cross is making it a way for us to be saved. He's making a way for us to be saved. He's making a way for us to be able to do all things through Christ. Right there. Amen? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord some praise. So, you know, moving forward, big deal. We've been forgiven of our sins. If you're a Christian, and I don't mean because you were raised in church or your grandma, you know, gave you a Bible when you were 8. I'm not saying that makes you a Christian. But if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're a Christian and your sins have been forgiven. God the Father has thrown them as far as the east is from the west. Phew, threw out of here. Throws them in the sea of forgetfulness. He ain't bringing them up no more. Okay? And fact of the matter is, some of us need to forgive ourselves. You know? We got to figure out ourselves sometimes for the things that we've done. We got to let that go. Some of us, we don't have a problem forgiving somebody that hurt us. We ain't never really given that much thought. You know, but some of us are just holding our own selves in bondage, you know, because of our past. You got to let that go, man. It's the same thing. Amen. So God's been so good to us. And this is what God wants. This is what God deserves. This is what God wants. But Brother Chris, Sister Rachel, this is what God expects from his people. This is what he expects from us. So it's not like if you feel like it, you know, if I get around to it. God wants us to be working on this stuff. Amen? Ephesians 4 and verse 31. Here we go, guys. Next slide, brother. This is where the rubber meets the road right here. Because it is a good feeling. It's a good feeling to know my sins have been forgiven. I mean, that's a wonderful thing. You know, I told you I got a dear friend that's probably going to pass away very soon. And man, he's excited about it. And it's a great feeling to know that when the Lord calls me home, the Lord's calling me home. I don't have to worry about that. You know, death, where is your sting? I ain't sweating that, okay? It's a great feeling. But this is what God expects from us. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you. What do you guys think about that? I'm talking about the real deal, man. Maybe that person that you're thinking about right now. You know, we just hold on to that pain, man. We hold on to it. God says, let it go. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. That's a nice list. That's a big list right there. We can all wrap it up in bitterness and unforgiveness, man. Let it go. Amen? Let it go. Now, verse 32. Be kind to one another. What? All God's people said, what? What? Say it like this. What? Okay, no. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. So let's start at the end of that verse. God has forgiven you. Now we have to forgive others. Yeah, we got to. God's forgiven you. We've got to forgive others. And we want to get to that place where we can be kind to them without thinking bitter, mean, angry, malicious thoughts. You know, we want to get to that place where when we see that person or those people, we're not secretly thinking about, man, if I could just smash his nose in right now. You know, but here, would you like some more pudding? You know, not talking about being fake. But remember, God has forgiven me. I got to forgive others. And guess what? We got to get to that place where we can be good to those people. That's what we're shooting for. Without thinking bad, dirty thoughts. Amen? Look, be kind to one another. Tender-hearted. That's the problem. We're not tender-hearted. You know, we might be real tender-hearted to little orphan kids or baby dolphins that are trapped in a net or something like that. And that's cool and that's great. But sometimes, man, our heart can be so hard and callous in these areas where somebody's really, really, really done you wrong, man. Really, really hurt you. And so we're not tender in those areas. I don't not mean that. But I'm talking about real deal stuff, man. Like if somebody cuts me off in traffic or somebody does something stupid, I'll let that go pretty fast. I'm not one of those dudes that'll talk about that for a week. Man, I mean, but man, I'm talking about that real stuff, man, that hurts you. Hurts you really, 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 really bad, man. And it festers. And it grows because we won't let it go. And we're so bitter. Okay? We got to let it go. We got to be tender-hearted. We got to let God do some tenderizing to our heart in these areas. Amen? You know, God, we just read in Psalms where, you know, we're like God's children. We are God's children. And he's merciful to us and good to us like a father. And God wants us to be tender to these people that don't deserve it. But this is what God wants from us. So maybe you don't feel like it at all. You know, maybe you don't want to work on this because it's a deep, deep wound. I get it. I understand it. But if it's important to the Father and it's been paid for, then it needs to be important for us. You know what I mean? Always returning back to the foot of the cross. I've been forgiven. I've been forgiven. I've done the same things to other people, man. You know? Okay, tell the truth. Shame the devil. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God and Christ forgave you. Look what you've been spared from, Brother Travis. Look, we will never have to know what hell feels like, man. I'm not saying you're not going to go through tough times. I'm not saying people ain't going to use and abuse you and talk trash about you. But man, we've been spared from hell. And God says, you know what? Release these folks, man. Release them. Because when you release them, it's going to set you free. You're the one that's allowing your life to be ruined over what somebody did to you a long time ago or whatever. Amen? Okay, and that's tough, man, but it's true. God doesn't want us to have our lives ruined over something. Romans 12, right here on your monitors. If possible, we like that part. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceable with all. That's that if possible. It's not like, if you want to, if you can. No, we're to do everything in our power to keep the peace. We're to do everything in our power to be peaceful, to try and bring that peace back, to bring that healing back. Okay? Now, when I read a verse like this, I can see my father, my earthly father, just telling me this with something where I've, you know, disgusted, I'm upset about something. And, you know, there was those times when you really wanted your old man to be like, you know what, boy? I've got a Louisville Slugger underneath the seat in the old car. Why don't we go settle business with the boy down the block? No, of course, no. He was always like, forgive him. Forgive him. Well, you don't know what they did. I don't. But I'm telling you, you got to forgive him. He was big into that, man. Okay? And that's been pounded in my head. But you know what? As I got older, that was my number one problem, man, as a Christian dude, is letting go of forgiving. You know, something we all got to work on. That's what I'm trying to say. Let all bitterness and wrath, we already read that. La-da-da. Okay, Colossians 3, verse 13. Let's do this one. Let's do this one, then we'll go to Romans. Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Same verse as Ephesians 4:32, basically. Forgive. Let it go. Romans 12:18. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceable with all. Beloved, talking to Christian folks. Beloved, Christians, forgiven people are forgivers. Beloved, never avenge yourselves. Man, that's tough, ain't it? That's really, really tough when someone's hurt us. We feel like somebody's crossed the line. We want to get even with them. Man, that's our old sinful nature, man. I'm going to let you have it. You've done hurt me. I'm going to let you have it. Well, see, we're not part of that system anymore, man. We're not our own. We've been bought at a price. That means we don't always get to do the things that Paul wants to do, you know? But if God tells me to do something, it's for my benefit. It really is. It's for my growth, and it's for God's glory. Amen? If possible, so as far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves. Never. Never avenge yourselves. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. This will help you feel better. God can get even with him a lot better than you ever could. We shouldn't say it like that, though, should we? We really shouldn't. We've been forgiven. We've been forgiven of our sins. And God says, you release those people, and I'll deal with it. You know what I mean? I'll deal with it. I'll work it out. Your job is to forgive. And if we forgive and we let God get our heart tenderized and we're tender, we're going to want God to be merciful on these people. Amen? Okay. If possible, so as far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Now, in all seriousness, Miss Sandy, I'm calling everybody today. I don't know why I'm doing that. Now, check it out. In all seriousness, I lost my train of thought completely. So what are y'all doing later today? But leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Okay, God's going to work everything out, okay? But we want to handle it ourselves. This dude's got it coming, and I'm not going to rest. I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to ever have any peace until I deal with this. Oh, God says, let it go, man. You look so foolish. Just let it go. Forgive them. Forgive them. Remember, I've forgiven you. Amen? You know we look nutty when we get all bent out of shape. Yeah. Just forgive them. God will work it out. Verse 20. Now, this is tough, man. This is really, really tough. This whole thing's tough. You know, if we're really going to do it, it's tough. But this is what God wants us to do. Some of you guys might be like, I don't have this issue. You know, it's good. I do. This is something that I've had to give to the Lord. This is a big thing in my life. You know? But see, when we take this naughtiness away, these things that aren't pleasing to God away, you know what? We got to put something in its place. You remember? Being good to one another, forgiving one another. Okay, let go of the bitterness and the hatred and the malice and the unforgiveness, you know, but even pray for these people. Oh. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. And maybe you'll never be in that situation where you say, oh, there's that dude that did, you know. Are you hungry? Can I get you a Waffle House? You know, you might never be in that situation. You know what I mean? But you can sure pray for that person. And you're going to see, man, that you're going to get a release, that you're going to get blessed, you're going to get peace. And you need peace, man. You need peace. Don't you want peace? Do you like carrying the weight? Do you like walking around with this immense pressure and weight of hatred and unforgiveness? Some of us, it's just who we are. We're just comfortable with it because we've been like that for so long. But we got to let it go because that's not what God wants us to be. It's ruining us. And that's the truth, right? Those of you that know what I'm talking about, it messes you up, brother. Let it go. But to the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. That's my favorite part. I love that. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I'll repay. I'm going to be nice to you. I'm going to give you half of this double cheeseburger. And guess what? God's going to put burning coals all over your head. You want some ketchup? You want some fries? I ain't saying nothing, Jesus, but he's at the corner of Waffle House. No, listen. And that's a whole other subject. Anywho, check this out. We forgive others. That's what we are obliged to do. That's what God wants us to do. We forgive others. And we are good to those people. What God wants us to do. And you know what? We want to get to that place where we're not saying bad, nasty things in the back of our mind. Okay, I want this person to be blessed. Okay, I release this person. God, I want you to give them the same mercy you've given me. And guess what? You do not know who you're going to reach that way. You don't know. Sometimes, some ways, there's these situations where you can make somebody feel awful stupid. You know, not that we want to make somebody feel stupid, but guess what? This person hated me. This person went around town saying how he couldn't wait for the moment he saw me. But now he's being so, I don't even think he's being fake, man. He's genuinely being nice to me. Isn't that pointing them to the cross? Isn't that pointing them to Jesus Christ and what Jesus has done for you? You know what I mean? And if they don't repent, okay, that's on them. You know, and God is going to take care of that. Okay, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. If burning coals need to be applied in any fashion at all, God will take care of that. You know what I mean? God will take care of that. What I do is I forgive and I pray for that person and I release that person and I'm going to have peace. Amen? All right. Well, I can't turn the next page. I believe it's a sign. Forgive me, Lord. Okay, 1 Peter 2. It was on the monitor anyways. And it's on the bulletin. 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. So who's going to go out there and write real sweet letters to all those people that you hate? Maybe. But you see, here's the deal. And that is a good idea when you've forgiven them. You know? But you need to have wisdom on that. But we got to release these people. Don't let it ruin your life anymore. Never again. Let it go. And guess what? If you make that decision today, before we leave, you make that decision, I release this person, I release these people, whatever, you know, within a couple days, within a couple hours, maybe before you leave the parking lot, Satan will try and bring that up again. You were so stupid. You ain't going to let that go. You know what they've done to you. Okay? Then you return right back to that decision that you made. I release this person. Jesus has forgiven me. I forgive this person. And you begin to pray for that person. I'm telling you, man, we need to have that peace. 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. It's up to you if you want to do it. But God wants us to do it. God expects us to do it. Therefore, it needs to be something that we do. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you. Okay, real fast. I know you guys are getting tired. Look. We've been forgiven. There's no getting around that. We talked about that a lot. We've been forgiven, and God wants us to forgive others. But think about this. God really, really suffered for you. He went through a lot of torment for you. And while he was going through that torment on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. Forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. Okay? He suffered so much for you, more than we could ever imagine. So yeah, maybe there's been some really hard, bad, evil, wicked things done to you. Okay? But God says, look, I know you went through this, but follow my example. Okay? I suffered and I said, forgive them. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. You see what's going on here? We're to follow what Jesus Christ did. Turn the other cheek, forgive, let it go. He's talking about Jesus. He committed no sin, okay? He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting him. This is so important. So important. We're following Jesus. We're Christian folks, man. All right? Make that Jesus fish on the back of your car mean something. Right? When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. That is so important right there. Think about this, guys. In closing, Jesus said, I forgive them. I release them. And he just trusted in God the Father. He gave it all to God the Father. That's what we got to do. Okay, God, you know what's been done to me. And I know what your word says about letting it go. I'm going to let it go because I trust in you. I know there's a reason for this. Okay, just trust in God, right? Well, it's easy for you to say, Paul, you ain't been through what I've been through. I know I have not, and I'm not trying to make that seem like it don't mean anything. I'm just saying, stacked up to what's been done for us, okay? We've been forgiven of our sins, and God says, you release other people. Who in the world do you think you are? To hold people in bondage when I paid for them to be forgiven. And you want to hold them in bondage? Give me a break, Ricky Lake. He suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. Verse 24. This is good. And I'm going to close with this. He himself bore our sins. We know that. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin. Wow. On that cross, he didn't just pay for my salvation. And that'd be good enough. That'd be great. Right there. I mean, there's what else can you say about that? But he on that cross, he made a way for me. He made a way for me to do the things that God wants me to do. You know, if God asks me to do something, okay, he doesn't expect me just to do it, but he will give me the strength to do it. Like I said, I'm not saying you have not been hurt. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying this is what God expects from us, and God gives us the ability to do it. Amen? So it boils down to, do you want to have peace? Do you want to have peace in your heart? Do you want to have that joy? Well, then just keep trusting in God, knowing that God is going to make a way where there is no way. God allowed this situation, and just like, okay, let's real fast, really, 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 really fast. Remember Joseph, the cat Joseph? He had the fancy coat and it was all pretty and shiny and different colors and all that. And he was sold into slavery. And he ended up being second in command of all of Egypt. And then all of a sudden his brothers come up there because they got to buy grain. And they're freaking out, man. They're like, oh my gosh, you're Joseph and all this and everything. He's like, look, yeah, you know, what you guys did, it was wrong. I'm not saying it was right, you know. Well, you meant that for evil. You were going to kill me, then you decided to sell me into slavery. You meant that for evil, okay? But God has used that for something good. God has used that for something beautiful. Now I'm second in command of all of Egypt, okay? And I'm going to be a blessing to you guys. I'm just saying that, yeah, man, we went through some tough stuff, some really hard stuff, some bad stuff, but God can use it for something beautiful. God can use that for something beautiful. Well, how in the world? I don't know, man. I'm not God. But I know he does. He's good at that stuff. But we got to release these folks. Can I get a witness? He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. God expects us to be different, man, to release people. By his wounds, you have been healed. Jesus suffered so we can have peace. We got to let this stuff go. That's what I want to say. That's what I want to say this morning. I want to pray about this. I don't know who struggles with unforgiveness and who does not. I did feel strong about talking about it. It's something I want to go over every once in a while, but I felt like it was timely. I want you guys to pray. You know, pray, God, make me tender-hearted. Give me a tenderness. Give me a love. Give me a love for these people, you know, for this person, for this individual. That's a tough thing to pray, you know, but if you pray it and you mean it, God is going to work with you on that. And Satan's going to come at you and tell you you're stupid and give you all kinds of reasons to not let this stuff go, okay? But it's about this. I want to please God. I want to please God. God has forgiven me. Jesus Christ died for me. I'm not going to hold these burdens any longer. So I make this decision right now. Satan tries to steal my joy. I'm going right back to that decision. Nope. I've forgiven this person. Father God, thank you so much that we're not going to hold on to hatred, bitterness, or unforgiveness for a moment longer, Lord. That we will release these people. You say in your word that he who the Son has set free is free indeed, Lord. And we're tired of being Christians that are in bondage to what someone has done to us, Lord. So we release these people. We ask for forgiveness and we release them, Lord. Thank you for giving us the strength and the desire to move forward, Lord, to be a forgiving bunch of folks. And when it gets hard, Lord, you will give us strength. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen.